Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It has been a very, very long year, and I thank all of you, by the way, for your contributions. Many of you exploding once again. It's just the phenomenon of this show ever since I've started it. It's been almost 15 years, which is hard to believe, and 10 years on this network where so many of you email me, and that's a reminder, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We've had some fabulous guests, lots of authors we've interviewed, lots of interesting people, lots of timely people connected to what's happening in the world and opening up that conversation, because I've said this before, if you've just tuned in, this show's about the conversation. Let's have the conversation, right? I mean, we're going to have fun. And we might spar, but let's have the conversation. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Don't even label yourself anymore. Sick of the labels because you don't fit into whatever the label is. Because, boy, the labels have changed politically, haven't they, across the board. But it's about the conversation. That's what's brilliant about radio, and that's why I love doing this show and being connected to all of you. So once again, thank you for continuing to pay attention and sending me your thoughts, whatever they are. And again, 24/7, calorie free. You can hit us up in our mailbag, our virtual mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Hey, coming up this hour, a conversation with Jim Betancourt. He did something where I spent some time in sports and covered a bunch of different baseball teams, the Texas Rangers, the Yankees, could you get more different, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And he created this app about baseball rules in black and white and a book because of all the arguments over umpiring, but especially for the kids in all of these leagues across the country, the parents arguing, people arguing constantly with the calls, what they don't like, or not understanding all of the rules, because the rules are a little bit cumbersome and convoluted. So Jim Betancourt is coming up, and also a conversation with someone who you're going to love, Jolling Halbertson, who is this adventurer. He's gone to the North Pole, the South Pole. He's paddled around Alcatraz. He's done the English Channel. I mean, you name it. So an adventurer. But his book is about not being afraid to take leaps of simple things, of stop talking about what it is that's holding you back in life. And that's him. I mean, he jumped into the extreme, but he says life is like that, right? And you're going to love talking to him. And then my pal Elaine Pasqua is also coming up, and we've talked to her a couple of times throughout the year about what it's like to find your world suddenly when you're doing so well and you've built up your career, to have it all suddenly topple, and we can all relate to that in some way. And she talks about what it's like, and of course in the area where Elaine is, we're talking about the New York, Pennsylvania area, you know, between Philadelphia and New York City, where cases had flared up, especially in the beginning of the pandemic. So that's going to be interesting. So Jim and Jolling and Elaine coming up on this show. But when we look back, you know, this is the thing. You look back on what the year was, and there's no question digital, because if you were going to connect in any way, you had to connect. You had to connect digitally, and it shifted a lot of people. I mean, there are people that don't get good internet service. There are people that are uncomfortable with internet. This is this thing I was thinking about the other day. I'm used to it, but I used to work for CBS, I used to work for NBC, I worked in New York and Dallas, and it's not about telling you my resume, but I worked in these big buildings where you had instant IT, instant engineers. So the second something happened, somebody was there to fix whatever crazy thing went on with the internet. Or if something went down, they fixed it, or they got someone to fix it, or they figured it out quickly, in other words, especially in broadcasting. But and now I've had to deal with, what do you do when things go down? How do you figure it out? That's remote working, and more people have been foisted into that. Power outages, where do they have a hotspot in the house? What about the kids that have to get on their computers? They have to be on Wi-Fi, or they can't be in class. So there are also all these other things, other companies that have been created, other things to help people because of connecting. And that's what it is. Connecting in America is about broadband. And so many millions and millions of Americans didn't have broadband internet. Hard to believe, right? Now it's about, so much of, is it about streaming. I mean, what's essential to American life? It's the internet. The internet connection is just like water to us, because you're not going to physical buildings. A lot of people aren't doing it. In fact, the Federal Communications Commission reported that 21.3 million Americans lacked access to broadband, so wired or wireless, at the end of 2017. So now, maybe some of those numbers have changed, but if you work that out, think about that also 42 million Americans don't have the ability to purchase internet access. So it's not free. So how are you doing that? And by the way, there were ways to get free internet access when you were traveling or in coffee shops or whatever. And I guess I shouldn't say free, but for a lot less if you had some sort of plan. And when you look at what it cost, Consumer Reports estimates that the average American spends $65 a month on access in some areas, especially if you are in a rural area. There could be almost a monopoly, who knows, and it might be more expensive than that. So that was a problem for a lot of people. A lot of people had problems with that. One thing I think that happened that is good and bad, I think it's probably beneficial to some, and I've seen this in my family, it's come into play, but telemedicine. So the pandemic shut down clinics. It shut down some of that traffic to doctors. At 46% of Americans, according to McKinsey, 46% of American consumers, that could be you, my family did it, used telehealth to replace healthcare visits. So that soared. You know, it's interesting. It's something that a couple of years ago, I can remember my insurance company pushing that, like, oh, there's telemedicine and here's Teladoc and whatever, and nobody paid attention to it, including me. And now that's what you have to do half of the time. And then we finish with this. First run movie streaming. Mulan, if you have kids. Trolls World Tour. Wonder Woman coming out on HBO Max, because HBO Max, if you have it, they're going to have the first run movies. Dune, The Matrix 4, instead of going to the theaters because of what's happened with the pandemic, even though many of them are open and they're saying they're safe and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be interesting to see what the world is like post-vaccine, isn't it? Ooh, I got my fingers crossed. So Happy New Year once again. Wishing you and yours the best as we bounce into 2021.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
This time around at Author's Corner, we're going to talk to somebody about a really cool app, and actually book, too, as well, about a subject that I have some experience in realizing how convoluted it all is with my sports background and covering the Rangers and the Yankees and college World Series and even some high school baseball. I had guys that worked for me in a huge sports department in Dallas, and there was always arguments over calls and interpretations of rules. Well, somebody who has cut through the clutter, that's what I would call him. He's the guy who cut through the clutter like I've never seen, is Jim Betancourt, and he's got a book and an app, Baseball Rules in Black and White. Jim, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, Kate, thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it greatly.
So why did you decide to tackle this like nobody else ever has? You were umpiring, right?
Correct.
And you saw how convoluted it was, right?
Exactly. And basically, I had been umpiring for about 17 years at that point, and I was watching the repetitiveness of each year when we'd be studying the rules. A room full of umpires basically ended up arguing about the interpretation of a ruling consistently. And it was at that point I also assessed my own rule knowledge, and I realized I didn't know a lot of the rules either. Lifetime of baseball and 17 years of umpiring, and I still, there was when I'd open up the rule book and I'd get to batting out of order, I'd get to batter's interference, and on and on and on. And some of these, the language and the formatting in the rule book is so horrible, I would literally avoid looking at it and reading it and understanding it. And that's when I made the decision to go into those more difficult rules and type them out and explode the information and put it in a content that I was able to comprehend exactly what it was saying. And that's what it took in order for me to do that.
What is the, and this is a tough question, but what do you think is the most convoluted rule that you had to break down and simplify?
The one that, well, there's several, but one that pops out is the batting out of order rule. And it has the language and the way that it's defined, particularly in the OBR rule set, official baseball rules, they use language from the 1940s and 50s, army lingo of Abel, Baker, and Charlie to talk about the players. And by the time they get done, you don't even know who Fred is. And it becomes horrible. So that's one that pops out. Another rules that are very difficult are the designated hitter pitcher rule, particularly now in high school. They just changed it this year where the pitcher can be both the designated hitter and a pitcher in a lineup, a nine-man lineup. And then they also have that in college. And the college rule book, it goes overboard, and then it scatters the information. The high school rule book gives you just a little sample of the rule. So those are the ones that we have in our app, and we really defined them.
Yeah, so explain the app. How do you tackle the technology, figuring it out, making it accessible? And congratulations on that, because we live in an app world, and that's an easy way to get to the rules quickly, right?
Correct. The speed which this app operates is amazing. We've created we've created a A to Z index. So when you want to find an appeal rule, it's an A, and so it's at the top of the list. Then we have batting out of order. We have balk. We have catch, designated hitter, and so on. Everything's listed in alphabetical order. So that creates a really easy way to quickly get to the rule you're looking for.
Yeah, and that's the idea, the need for speed. How many, you were telling me it's an incredible amount. How many downloads?
We're reaching 4,000 downloads, and we launched in February during the pandemic. So now baseball's rolling, and we're getting more upticks. We're on six continents, dozens of countries. Basically, we're the highest-rated app on the Internet, number one on Google and Apple, and it's free. That's the other cool thing about the app. Other thing, we cover three rule sets, Kate. NFHS, NCAA, and official baseball rules. And we've simplified the language so that you're not reading rule book language. Talked about the easy locate A to Z rule topics. And then we've also, we filmed and created videos of the more complicated rulings. So not only do you get to see the simplified language, you get to watch video of actual umpires on the field with players and the infractions being played out.
Wow. So how great is that? Because that, I mean, a video tells everything when you go and look it up. How do I do this? How do I do whatever? And you've got it right there at the fingertips with the app. So you can go and look and you can see, well, wait, this is a clear violation. And you did that, right, to even simplify it more.
Correct. Because we've created an educational resource. This isn't a rule book. We have a educational resource that teaches you baseball rules. We didn't focus on every rule because we focused on the rules that happen, infractions that happen every day in baseball games. Nobody cares about the diameter of the baseball, but when there's an infield fly ruling going on, everybody wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, you know that this app has the potential to really ignite some good arguments, too, because if you've ever been in the stands at any level of baseball, when that happens, and that's a great example, people go nuts over that. And I think it'll help umpires and players and keep some people in check as well. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's just another resource. Umpires are always looking for information that will help them become better. And generally, we achieve that when everything goes wrong on the field. We learn more in those situations than when it's just a game where you walk on the field and you just have your A game out there and nothing happens. We don't learn anything. But in those situations, instant replay, umpires at the professional level, they'll go back in and they'll watch those plays that are screwed up. 3-foot running lane, infield fly, obstruction, and they'll review that, and they'll get more knowledge, and they'll get better at doing what they do because they're watching something that went wrong.
As somebody who's covered baseball, and I mentioned that at the beginning, and just like you in a different way have that love for baseball, how awesome is it to come to this point in your life and this journey where you've pulled all this together? I mean, every day has to be exciting for you as you watch this all unfold, is it?
It truly is, and it's something that I haven't done alone. I have to give credit to my wife, Christelle. She's been there for me throughout this whole project, and Yeti app developers, and then the hundreds of knowledgeable umpires across the country and rule instructors who have been resources for me and for baseball rules in black and white. And it is something that it is just a truly every day is a new awesome experience, as and I get feedback from umpires across the country who just, I mean, I feel very humbled as they are very, so appreciative of what we've done.
Yeah, you're like the guru, Jim Betancourt, the guru. Baseball rules in black and white. Key thing, so you pretty much spelled it out for us, simplifying it, learning tool, all of that. If somebody's listening to us, they want to get the app, and you said it in the beginning, but it's really easy. What do they do?
Okay, go to Google or Apple app stores and type in baseball rules in black and white. And because we are number one, it pops right up and it's free to download. Or they can go to baseballrulesinblackandwhite.com. We have links right on the cover page, and then we have also great information. And one other thing I wanted to mention, we've been with the series of books that the app was content is designed from, we have been from the very beginning, 2017, receiving endorsements from all across the country, from the National High School Baseball Coaches Association, California Executive Instructional Chairman Bradley Hungerford's endorsed our book, Billy Hayes, 2-time College World Series umpire, have endorsed our books and the app. So this information is a great learning resource, and the conventional rule books aren't. They just contain all the rules, and they're scattered all over the place, and good luck, you get to find them. When you see and read the information in this app, it will accelerate a new umpire's learning curve by 5 years.
Ooh, 5 years. Okay, that's everybody needs to get this, especially anyone in the game. But what an interesting, brilliant tool it is. There's no question about it, and you really put the work into it. Jim Betancourt, thanks so much.
Kate, thank you so much for the interview. I appreciate this fantastic opportunity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As cases of a new variant of coronavirus have now been seen in 2 states, the United States has set another record on Wednesday for the number of COVID patients in American hospitals. Nearly 125,000 people are in hospitals across the country with the disease. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns January could be even worse. He tells MSNBC that holiday celebrations could lead to another uptick in infections.
So I would imagine as we get a couple of weeks into January, things could get worse than they are now. I hope that they don't. But when you look at the history of what happens following events like 4th of July, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, etc., it is likely that we'll see an uptick in everything, in cases followed then by hospitalizations and then followed by death.
This is USA Radio News. Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News that he'll make his objection an opportunity to demand that Congress take action on election integrity.
I'm likely to vote against the certification in order to make this point, to make the point that, first of all, we had states like Pennsylvania that did not follow their own laws, their own state law in the election process. We had unprecedented interference from the biggest, most powerful corporations in the history of the world, the big tech corporations, all in favor of Joe Biden, censorship like we have never seen before. We have had no congressional investigation of the fraud. We need it. And we've had no congressional action. We need that to protect our election going forward. So I'm going to make all of these points, and I'm going to try to force a debate about all of these points.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Author's Corner. I'm really excited about our next guest. We talked off the air, and I think half of the things that he's done are actually on my so-called bucket list, but I don't know if I'm brave enough to do them. I'm an adventurer in a much different way than he is, and you know that. Many of you know that from listening to this show. His book is a game changer, Many Worlds to Conquer. It will inspire you beyond belief. Joling Halbertsma joins us now from the UK. Joling, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me.
So the book, you know, Many Worlds to Conquer, I don't know that in our lifetime we can conquer all the worlds, and that's part of what attracted me to your book. Tell the listeners what it's about.
Well, the story is actually pretty straightforward because I'm a very ordinary guy. I have a regular job. I go to the office every single day. I sit in front of a computer. I wear a suit. I take public transport. But I've also done a couple of things that other people have described as extraordinary. So I've been to the North Pole. I've been to the South Pole. I climbed the highest mountains in the world. I've escaped from Alcatraz. I've paddleboarded across the English Channel. And that really makes me a very ordinary guy. Doing extraordinary things. And the story is that I'm so ordinary that if I can do this, you can do this too. In fact, you can do anything you want as long as you commit yourself to something. And that really is the goal of the book, just to get people to get out of their comfort zone, to set themselves a goal. And once they do that, they're always surprised at how much they have achieved. So for me, the biggest compliment is people saying, I've read your book. And you know what? Because of that, I have now signed up to that fitness class, to those piano lessons, to those dance lessons. It doesn't mean that you also have to climb physical mountains, but everyone has their own mountain in life to climb. So as long as I can help you do that, For me, that is mission accomplished.
For you, going to the North Pole, the South Pole, escaping Alcatraz, all those things that you've done and more, you mentioned just a couple of them. Did you always have that drive? Did you know that you could do that?
Well, I didn't. And the first time that actually I surprised myself with what I could do is when I ran the New York Marathon, and this was in 1997. But it was actually quite easy. I mean, of course, you've got to train for it, which is what I did. But at the same time, once I did it, I thought, you know, maybe there's more you can do. And that's really, that kick-started my exploring career. And I think that, you know, I didn't even get started. I mean, there's so much more to do. And, you know, it's been enriching in so many different ways. So, yeah, watch this space.
Would you say that for a lot of people, they hold themselves back because they're just afraid to take that leap? And you took the leap by doing the marathon, and then you said you trained, and voila, it opened an extra gear, I think, for you. Is that part of what it takes?
Yeah, and I think that the most important thing is to accept the fact that you're not always going to be successful at everything. And it doesn't matter if you fail. If you don't get from A to B in one go, it doesn't matter. Just keep trying, and ultimately you'll get there. And once you achieve that sort of mindset that you're saying, I'm not willing to take a risk, I'm just going to get out of my comfort zone, and I'm just going to do it, that's when you really will achieve a lot. I mean, there's so many reasons why people don't do it. There's always that little voice in your head that says, well, maybe I shouldn't do it, but if I will do it, maybe it's going to be next year. There's always an excuse you can find. Just do away with those. Set yourself a goal. Ideally make it public so that you'll be held accountable, and you're going to put pressure on yourself, and that's when you'll be successful ultimately.
I like that. Make it public. That's key. I hope everyone's listening to that. Make it public, and that way you hold yourself accountable. Of the things that you've done so far, what to you has been the best? I know that's a hard question, but what's been the most exciting?
Well, I think what probably was the most memorable experience for me was going to the North Pole. First of all, because this was an experience, we were in total with eight, that was very bonding. A couple of things could have gone horribly wrong. They almost did go wrong. And, you know, a couple of situations were, you know, pretty edgy. So for that reason, I think the team experience that we had with our group of eight was incredible. But in addition to that, what was very important for us is that we wanted to do this because we don't think that standing on the North Pole is something you can still do in 10 years' time. So with that adventure, we also raised a lot of money for the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, just to make sure that they could continue their climate change research. And we've actually noticed that firsthand what the effects of climate change are, because the ice is getting thinner, and one of us actually fell through the ice. So that was a very memorable experience.
Wow, no kidding. When they fell through the ice, that had to be a scary moment, right?
Yeah, it was. And the fortunate thing is that we were with a group, so we could all pull them out. But think of this. If you're falling through the ice and you're trying to get back on and the ice keeps breaking off, it's very difficult to save your own life. So because we were with a group of, you know, strong, you know, we had a very strong bond, and we're all looking out for each other. Because we did that, we were able to save his life. And, you know, that's also one of the metaphors that I always take away from my adventures, that, you know, there is no I in team. It's very clear, if you work together as a group, you'll be more successful than you being solo working on your own.
Boy, there's another great big takeaway from this for sure. What else is on your list? Because I think people listening to this will find it pretty fascinating, some of the things you've already done, and they'll hear about that in the book, but also what's on your list for the future?
Well, so currently what I'm working on is called the Seven Summits. So that is the highest mountain on every continent. So in December, I will go back to Antarctica. I'll climb Mount Vincent, which is the highest mountain on that continent. And then I got to do three more. So once I've done the Seven Summits, you know, I'm going to have a good think about what else I can do afterwards. But I think really the next frontier in exploring is probably not going to be on Earth. I mean, you see a lot of people, especially, you know, people like Jeff Bezos, who are currently trying to explore space. I mean, that is the next frontier. For me, ultimately, it would be my goal as well at some point if space travel becomes commercial. to get myself into space as well. But let's focus on the highest mountains in the world first. I mean, for me, that's my next objective. I'd be happy if I do that.
I love it. We're speaking with Jolene Halbertsma. You can pick up the book, Many Worlds to Conquer, on Amazon.com or wherever great books are sold. Ultimately, and we've really weaved it into the conversation, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, for me, the ultimate takeaway is just commit yourself, go for it, and you'll be amazed at what you can achieve. For me, that is a very important point. But at the same time, what I've also been able to do through my adventures is give purpose to my life, because all those adventures I've done, to be honest, you can ask yourself whether they have purpose, whether they have sense. I mean, to be honest, climbing a mountain is pretty useless, because I can guarantee you any mountain in the world has been climbed already. But because I'm inspiring other people, because also I'm raising a lot of money for charity through my adventures, I'm actually able to give purpose to my life. So all these adventures for me now have a meaning, because I'm actually doing something with it. So that's something that was actually more of a byproduct what I've done. But again, it just goes to show, if you get out of your comfort zone, if you go for something, then good things will come along. And it's been a very rewarding experience, and I hope that everyone is going to buy the book, because also, please be aware, all the proceeds of the book, 100% go to charity. So I don't make any money off this. Everything goes to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And in the book, it also becomes clear why that is the charity that I have chosen.
Yeah, wow. So tell us about that. That's worth mentioning that for everybody listening. That's very big on this show and other things that I participate in. So why juvenile diabetes?
So I don't have kids myself, but my brother, my twin brother, he's got two boys, and the eldest was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 2 years old. And I wanted to help. I wanted to do whatever I can, but there's not much you can do. The only thing that you know is that that young boy has to be injected with insulin 6 times a day. So for me to help the charity, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, with their research program, for me that became an incredibly important goal. And I started to dedicate all my adventures to raising money for the JDRF. And you'll be surprised how many people are willing to contribute to a good cause. And that makes the suffering that I go through worth even more. And to be honest, my suffering, it doesn't even compare to what Felix, that's his name, what his suffering is like. So it really has given purpose to me, you know, in my life personally.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you shared that story, and then you can certainly see more about that in the book, too, because as you mentioned, Jolene, that it's personal for you, and obviously it has more of an impact, too, which, as you say, when you take the leap, who knows what the collaboration could ultimately look like. And then you finally, you write this book. Did you ever think you were going to sit down and write a book?
Not really. I mean, a lot of people, just when I talked about my adventure, said, this is inspiring. You've got to do something with it. And I just do this for myself. I mean, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. I didn't have any intention to do this for anybody else. But when people said, you know, this is inspiring, I thought, no, maybe I should do something with my story. So that's when I started to do quite a bit of public speaking. And then the obvious next step was to write a book, because that, of course, is how you can reach a much broader audience. And so far, the feedback has been incredible, and I'm very thankful for that. So I didn't think that I would actually write a book, which was also an adventure in itself. But I'm very glad I committed myself. I set that goal. It took me 2 years. But, you know, I'm proud of having done it, and hopefully people will like the message.
Yeah, I love it. Jolene, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Case, for having me.
Fight.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery, so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Elaine Pasqua. She's my pal, and she lives in my neck of the woods where I grew up anyway, Bucks County, you think in between Philadelphia and New York City. And Elaine is quite an accomplished woman. She's a certified speaking professional. She's certified virtually to present, and she's dealing with what all of us are dealing with. I mean, she was somebody who was training professional teams, going in and doing these incredible programs for them and traveling all over the country to colleges. And of course, just like with my career, we've seen that the travel and all of that has been shut down thanks to COVID-19. So how are we all adapting and innovating and all that kind of stuff? So I thought it'd be fun to catch up with her. Elaine, first of all, my friend, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm hanging in there. You know, it's our new reality, and I guess adapting is in my DNA. Some days I'm like, this is cool. And then there's other days where I really miss being out on the road and being with people. So you just make the best of it.
I know. You know, it's so funny. This is like a weird thing, and I think some people listening to us could relate to this. I was used to certain airports, so I even had places where I would go and get coffee and grab a bag of this or a bag of that, and I can, like, visualize them in my head. I can visualize being trapped in Philadelphia International Airport and thinking, I'm so close to home, oh my gosh. And I was thinking of, like, all these places I could go eat and et cetera. It's crazy the things that your head conjures up and remembers.
It is. Or, you know when you travel a lot when you know gate agents in other airports, not even your home airport. It's like, hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a few weeks. So
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, hey, we're here and we're surviving it and all that kind of stuff. So first of all, tell us about your area and what people are doing. Are they masking up? Are they being pretty good about social distancing? How hard does it hit you?
Phenomenal, because we were hit so hard, you know, and in fact, I was just comparing numbers this morning and looking at New York City. Now, my home is directly due north of Philadelphia by 25 miles, and then New York City is 80 miles to the east of me. And we got it, you know, because we got the importance of having to shelter in place, having to wear masks because this area was so devastated. And so we're looking at most of the, for New Jersey and New York City and for the Philadelphia region, our cases were peaking in April. And just looking at how we've come down, like looking at New York City, they just had 588 cases on July 6th or 7th, where, you know, they had one day 7,000 cases back in April. No, 11,000 was the highest they had. And New Jersey was just devastated. I spoke with a high school friend of mine yesterday, and he knows 12 people who passed away.
Wow.
He lives down at the Jersey Shore. And it was, you know, the last time I heard from him, it was like 7, and now it's up to 12. And I personally know 3 people who passed away and countless others who have lost loved ones or people who have been really, really sick. Another friend has to go get a cardiac workup because they think it's residual effects from COVID. So we're scratching our heads as we were watching other parts of the country open up early. And we were saying, really? And even arguing with friends on Facebook going, you don't understand how devastating this is. The post-traumatic stress to medical workers. I know people who were providing critical care nursing in New York City, and hearing their stories was just heartbreaking. I mean, they were losing 6 to 10 people on a shift because they just couldn't handle the volume that was coming in. And so people here are still wearing masks everywhere we go in a store. The masks are on. Nobody's arguing about it. And I think we have gone into the green in the Philadelphia region. Pennsylvania's cases are going up a little bit more right now. New York and New Jersey have remained flat. But it seems that the increase in cases here are going up in Allegheny County around Pittsburgh. So we're good. And even though we're sheltering, you know, we're in the green, I'm not going to go to a restaurant. I'm just going to be really conservative because even if I get it, I might get a mild case. But hearing about the long-term residual effects that some people are living with, it's not worth it. So I'm being careful.
It's interesting you say that because I just had this discussion with the Hubs that he's really been looking into this and we're researching it and talking about on the air. It's that the scar tissue in the lungs, even for younger people, I mean, people that are, you know, 20 years old. So you're right. Even if you feel healthy, imagine what the residual effects of that are. And there's so much we still don't know, right?
It's true. In fact, it was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal just within the last few days about professional athletes. You know, there have been many people, many players within the NBA. We're seeing it now go through Major League Baseball. And they're wondering what type of effects it's going to have on their athletic performance because of the effects that it does have on the lungs. And they're realizing that COVID is not really a respiratory disease, but it's more of a disease that's affecting, you know, inflammation within the circulatory system. And it's just, this disease is affecting so many people in so many different ways.
That's the thing. It is a mystery. Yeah. All right, so there's no mystery about it, though, that you got to keep yourself busy, and you went just like me, where you were gung-ho, you were all over the place. So what do you do? How do you reinvent? I said that you were virtually certified, so that's one thing.
I have never worked harder in my life. So for the audience, I have been a professional speaker for 25 years working with college athletes, pro athletes, colleges, parents, businesses on diversity and inclusion and respectful relationships and all these other things. And everything just came to a grinding halt. I was supposed to be out with the Texas Rangers doing training for the minor league players on the 13th of March, and the day before, Major League Baseball just shut down spring training. And I got the call, we can't do it. So, and then one by one, everything canceled. I have never worked harder. I tell people it is so much easier to get on a plane, hassle with traffic, get on a stage, and talk and walk off stage. And I am putting in 12-hour days now to barely make any money, but to hope that something sticks. So I'm actually was hired to do a series of video modules, like 5 to 8 minute modules on diversity and inclusion for a medical diagnostics company. And there'll be a dozen modules that I'm going to do. We built a studio in my home. I have virtual options that I'm providing for people. There are a couple colleges that do want me to come down live. One of them is in South Carolina, which concerns me because their cases are going up. You know, and nobody quite knows how to plan yet. I just finished writing a book with another colleague from National Speakers Association on healthy living and defying your age. So I've got that project going. I just had another opportunity. I'm submitting that proposal this morning to provide implicit bias training for coaches in a particular state that had a high profile case where, you know, the unconscious bias was coming through for a particular athlete. So I'm being considered for that. So lots of balls up in the air, and you just keep doing it. You keep reinventing yourself. And I've always said through my whole career, I've always adopted what I call the Madonna model. And they say that Madonna was so successful because she continually reinvented herself over the course of her career as a performer. And so I've always done that anyway, but this is really drastic, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah, it is. And I love that you have told everyone that listening in the audience, because so many of them are having to do the same thing. And it's hard, right? Because you have to reimagine. That's what I do. I've got a thing on reimagining, rebooting, and just reigniting what you're doing, because it is exhausting. And no matter what it is you're doing, there is another element of it that makes it a little bit more challenging or a little bit more difficult. And even though you can get over that hurdle, it just takes that extra time that initially you didn't have with whatever it was you were doing.
Yeah, no, you're totally shifting gears now. The one thing I am noticing, I filmed a segment for a piece that's going to, I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but it's supposed to empower people, and it's going to be this global thing that's going to go out to people, sort of like We Are the World type of event, like they did back in the 80s.
Sure.
And so I filmed that the other day. And the one thing that I'm realizing is that I am becoming so much more comfortable being on camera. I'm animated. I'm speaking like the Italian that I am. My hands are flying all over the place again. And I've gotten really good at being able to, like, connect to that little dot on the camera, you know, because your audience gives you energy. I feed off of my audiences. And so to have to present virtually is really challenging. It takes time to get used to that. But I think maybe all the Zoom meetings that I've been on, too, have helped tremendously. So it's just, you're just re-gearing and retraining yourself. You know,
yeah.
I could retire, but I don't want to because I love what I do.
Yeah, that's a perfect place to end this. And Elaine Pascoe, we love you, so thank you so much for coming on the show.
Love you, too. Thanks, Kate. Have a good one.
Sweet, and thanks to everybody for listening to this version of the show.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.